The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. We're recording from my car in a parking garage, and we're about to go out to dinner.
Yes, we just finished a workout. Did you say that?
No.
Oh, just finished a workout.
We want to give you some unconventional advice to help you live your dream life, and it involves dreaming smaller. I know that sounds bizarre, but we think this unconventional advice is really going to help those of you who feel a little stuck. And listen, you saw the title of the show and you're listening. And who doesn't want more for their life? We just want to give you some, I think, more realistic, more practical steps to make it happen. So thanks for being here. We're going to do this. When I look at and listen to like audio tapes or YouTubes of like, you know, super motivational people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're always men with big heads.
Loud voices.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that a lot of people, a couple things happen. They either don't give themselves permission to want more.
Okay. Or deserve more.
True. So the you're like, what's your dream? And they're like, I don't really have any dreams. It's like, that's because they don't give themselves permission to, for things to be amazing.
Correct.
Like I think of people in particular. And then I think there are those people who they have these big dreams, but it's so far removed from where they are that they never do anything about it.
Yeah. The dream becomes so massive and you start it so early that you don't know that there's about 100 seasons between now and that end goal or that dream.
The ultimate dream.
The ultimate dream.
Yeah, maybe that's it, honey. Maybe people focus on like the ultimate dream. And what Brett and I have always done and what we're going to share with you today is we create a dream for the season that we're in. A realistic dream.
100%. I want to, like, it almost is like that photo that they take, and it's like there's a picture of something that's really clear right in front of you, like you see it, and you're like, oh, that's a vase with a rose in it. Mm-hmm. But then, like, off to the distance, it's like blurry, but you can kind of make it out and stuff like that.
Like you've got a really nice camera with a DSLR lens.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But so your focus right now, the season is the rose, but you're always going towards what that ultimate end goal is.
That's fuzzy in the distance.
It's fuzzy. Sure. It should be fuzzy in the distance, because if it was clear, that would make no sense.
That's another part of the problem, you guys, is you're thinking about like this dream that you want that's so many seasons away that it doesn't even, you don't even know if that's really what you're going to want when you get to that season.
Could you imagine like 20 years ago, if we just, all we talked about it was having a beach house and traveling around the world? No, we talked about that being what we wanted to work towards, but we stayed focused in the season that we were in.
Yeah, and I dare remind you that you never, like, for the majority of our marriage, you're like, I don't ever want to travel to Europe. I don't ever need to leave the United States. So that was never part of our dream, honey, until the kids were in high school.
Correct. But that was 7 or 8 years ago.
So now let's talk about you guys. Whatever season you're in right now, here's what we want you to do, because this is what we did. And maybe this will work for you. Don't know if it will, but it's worth a try. Write down on a piece of paper the things that are important for you to prioritize right now, and you're not going to change it, and you've got small children at home, and you want to be there with them. That's a priority right now. Or
you're in the third year of like some kind of schooling that you can't quit.
Yeah, you know, and it's important to you. It's a priority, right?
Yeah. So, or you're in a 9-to-5 job, and whether you like it or you don't like it, you have to stay in it right now.
Yeah, so what is your priority right now in this season? And it's part of your season. Like maybe it's your kids are in high school and they're active in sports and you want to be there and present for them. Like that's the season that you're in, and that's all good. Okay, so all the good stuff that's in this season goes on the left side of your page. On the right side of your page, I want you to write down the things about the season that really kind of suck and you wish you could change them. So let's give them an example. Like we had a dream that when we had kids, before we had kids, okay, so if we go all the way back, when we first got married, we're like, what's our dream for when we have kids? Yep. And our dream was to own our own businesses, which we didn't at that time. We both were working for other people. Cool. And that we would be home together raising our kids and running a business together. And so then we didn't have those things at that time. We had to put together a plan to create businesses and to build it up to the point where he could quit and I could quit. And then we were in that season where we had our small children and we had this business that we were growing. And then we realized parts of this are exactly what we wanted for this season. But the things that suck, what can we do to change them? Number one, we were in debt.
Number one, we were in debt. So we had to reverse engineer our way out of debt and figure out how to do that. And we did that. And like you said, there's many podcasts about that.
Yep. I talked in specific detail about how we avoided filing for bankruptcy and pulled ourselves out of debt and at the same time hired help when we were deeply in debt. We hired someone to help us in the house because, if I'm just being honest, it sucked feeling like a shitty mom trying to dishes and laundry and food and playing with the kids. And it just, I couldn't do it all. And it sucked. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun for you either.
No. Not at all.
So we put together a plan, like, what would we have to do in this season for it to feel more magical? I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the importance of changing your mindset. Listen, I love that you listen to The Chalene Show. I love that you are focused on improving and changing yourself. But if you've listened to so many episodes, you've listened to the episodes about mindset and you've listened to the strategies, yet you still find yourself stuck. You still find that you are struggling with these negative thoughts. May I suggest something a little more effective, shall we say, than just listening to a podcast? That is working with your own therapist. Now, that might be something you've considered, but also thought to yourself, it's so expensive. I don't know if I can afford that, or I don't know how to find a good therapist. Let me give you a hookup. Actually, Talkspace is going to give you the hookup. Talkspace has thousands and thousands of qualified therapists in a variety of specialties. So whatever it is you're struggling with, whether it's mindset or, I don't know, a relationship that you just can't decide whether you should get in or out of it, confidence, eating disorders, addiction, whatever it is that you're challenged by, Talkspace has a therapist and they will match you with the perfect therapist. And guess what? If it's not the right person right off the bat, you can try somebody else. That's how Talkspace works. It's therapy at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. I know I talk about therapy all the time on the show, but honestly, in an episode like this where we're talking about making changes to your life, if you know your obstacle is your mindset, you need to work on that. And you can listen to all the podcasts and you can do all the affirmations, but ultimately, if you want the shortcut, it's therapy. How do I know? Because it's helped me, it's helped my husband, it's helped my children, and it's helped so many of my friends. It is the shortcut. So invest in yourself. Talkspace is the place to do this. By the way, not only is Talkspace affordable, and it's covered by many insurance companies. As a listener of The Chalene Show, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace. All you have to do is go to Talkspace.com/Chalene. They will help match you with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com/Chalene, get $100 off your first month. And by the way, it's a great way to show support for the show. Talkspace.com/Chalene.
And every time we did that, we did it with pen and paper. We didn't imagine it. We didn't talk about it. We put it on pen and paper. And sometimes it was a matter of hiring the first person. It was a matter of, it took a couple days. And then some of the things that we wrote down, like getting out of debt, took 6 or 7 months. So some of the things
longer than that, but yeah, to get started.
But to get started and doing mm-hmm. it and feeling good about it and that we're on our way. Mm-hmm. And so some things that you put on that list that suck and you need to change, some of them are going to be really quick fixes and some of them are going to take a little bit longer. And that's just part of the journey.
And are going to take more discipline. Mm-hmm. So if you really want more, and I hope that you do. Like, and you have to know that your life is destined for more, and you deserve more. And why not you? You have to have that mentality. But then you have to realize it's not just coming to you. It's not like you can just secret this to happen. That's a joke. You have to create a plan on paper. And the number one thing that people always say is like, I don't even know where to start.
They do, but that's a kind of a cop-out.
Explain.
Well, they say that because they don't want to fail.
Or, yeah.
Because it's just easier just not to do it than fail.
Yeah.
To some people.
I think you're right. Because if you push someone, you say, well, where do you think you would start? They'll go, well... So part of it is, yeah, fear of failure. And the other part is, I think people... You can learn to be more resourceful.
Like, people should Google it. It's about Michael Jordan's, like, greatness or something like that. And he talks about how he missed, in his career, 48 shots that would have won the game. He missed, so they ended up losing.
Yeah.
You know, so he talks about, like, all these times. And if you're not willing to take the risk, or you're not willing to go for it, or you're not willing to put your chips on the table, then... You are going to stay in that same place.
Isn't it Wayne Gretzky that said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
100% of the shots you don't take. I think that's a basketball thing, too.
Hmm.
Anybody that, you know.
But I think it's his quote.
It might be.
Don't quote me. So there's that. And then I think that people, like, I've really tried to train my kids, like, drill it into their heads. Like, when you've got obstacle in front of you, when there's something you want to do and you don't know how to do it, just take out a pen and just start thinking, start brainstorming, start Googling and asking, watching YouTube videos, listen to podcasts, and just keep writing down ideas, no matter what it is. Like, I had a conversation with Sierra this week. Sierra and Roman are newlyweds, and they're living in LA, and they're starting their lives out, and Roman's working full-time, and Sierra's trying to work her consulting business, and at the same time building this beauty brand, and it's hard, and it's so much harder than what most people do.
But just... 2.5 months ago, they were trying to do it in New York, and when it wasn't going well, because that's what they thought, they got out a piece of paper and a pen and said, wait a second, it's not the right time here in New York.
Yeah.
So let's figure out how we can do this, because they either wanted to be in LA or New York, and they wrote out a plan of how to do this in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks of them returning to California, they have their place, they love their place, and their plan's already starting to show success.
Well, but here's what she called this week. And she knows I'm always going to talk about her on my podcast. But certain things we'll keep private. But anyways, don't worry, Sierra. You don't have to be nervous. She was like, there's just a lot going on right now. I said, well, what it feels like the straw that broke the camel's back? Like, in your dream scenario right now, what's the thing that sucks? And just give me a list. Like, put it on paper. And she's like, well, it sucks right now is this puppy that has major, what do they call it, separation anxiety?
He's got both. He's got isolation anxiety and separation anxiety. So when they leave the house, he goes bananas. And when they're in the house, they can't even leave the room.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just, he's an anxious dog.
He's a Velcro dog.
Yeah.
And Sierra's like, we have neighbors, so we can't leave. Literally, one of us has to be here at all times. And so that really sucks. And so, as I'm sure you are, I said to her, I already know she knows how to do this. I said to her, do you want me to help you come up with some solutions? And that was really just me prompting her to say, like, instead of just being overwhelmed by this, and this is for you guys too, instead of being overwhelmed and thinking, like, this sucks and I just can't take it, it's on my last nerve, take a deep breath. And write down all the possible solutions. Dog trainers, getting help.
YouTube videos,
listen to podcasts, reading books, and then being disciplined about the training. All of these things. Talking to your vet. Like, there's a million things you can do. And so thank you for those of you who I know you're going to offer suggestions. But she came up with a brilliant list and started working on those solutions. So whatever it is about this particular season that you're in, I want it to look like your dream for this season, but that means you need to take action. It means you've got to create that list on the right-hand side of your paper of the things that you wish you could change about this season to make it your dream season. So when the kids were in high school, that was our dream for us. We did not want to travel the world with our kids.
No, we waited further. We traveled when they were able to travel, and that was very infrequent. Like, literally, because they played sports that crossed over into winter break and crossed over into spring break and stuff like that. So we had to be very selective on when we went. But
what was our dream for them, for our lives, when they were in high school?
Just to be at every single event that they had. When they look up in the stands, we were there.
And, you know, I think that some people want to travel the world with their kids and homeschool them. That's so awesome. That wasn't our dream at that time. Our dream was that we had the house that everyone would come to. Our dream was that we would have these great relationships with our kids, that they would never feel like we prioritized work before them. And we wrote all these things out. And when things, like, did suck, then we would go, all right, what can we do to change this? And what do we want next, right? So whatever season you're in, what do you want the next season? If you had a magic wand, what would this next season look like? Not 10 years from now or 15 years from now, like the next season that you're in. So for us, when they were in high school, we knew our next season was to be empty nesters.
Yep, empty nesters. And we had a vision of what that was going to look like. And then...
Which was what?
Which was a little different. So we wanted to be able to still travel, but we kind of had a split thing because Sierra was still in high school and Brock was in college. So we had a few years before we were completely empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we were wanted to travel the world, and we did. So the first opportunity that we had, that both kids were in college, we went to Europe. So, I mean, we envisioned that, and that's where we went. And then, you know...
My point is we made a plan.
We made
a plan, and we knew we wanted to live on the beach, and we knew that we wanted to travel, and that isn't something that we just said, that's what we want to do. We were like, okay, we have to get a lot of things in place. First of all, we need a lot more money. We need to have our kids, like, really feel like they're self-sufficient. We need to figure out the dog situation. We need to figure out work, because at the time when we were planning what we wanted our dream to look like, it wasn't possible because we had an in-office staff headquarters in California, and we pretty much needed to be there, one of us, every day.
Yeah, there was a lot of untangling we needed to do.
So
we didn't start when Sierra graduated from high school.
No,
we started way before that.
Yeah.
So we started that plan 3 or 4 years before that even happened.
But it meant us saying, like, okay, so what would that look like? And we didn't say, well, we can't do that. Now that I think about it, we did say, well, what about the office? What about the team?
Yeah, that was the...
And so we had to figure out, like, okay, well, what would need to happen? And here's the other thing, you guys. Speak out loud your dream for the next season. Speak it to your partners. Speak it to your friends. Speak it to the universe, because the universe will align the stars for you. I mean, those are the things we said, but I don't know if it would have happened as smoothly if it weren't for COVID.
No, I was just about to say that. I didn't know if you were going to go there, but
yeah,
like, it kind of fast forwarded
it did
stuff for us. So I don't know if all this would have been happening so quickly, but we were ready for it. We were prepared.
Yeah.
And we saw that opportunity. And, you know, we had a lot of time with both kids, both of their spouses now during COVID. And Shalene and I talked a lot about, like, what our lives could look like. And we were like, wait a second. We now know that we can do this virtually.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to be with everybody. Like,
no.
We hire the right people.
Yeah.
And they'll do their job without having to check in with us.
Be managed
and see us visibly every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we could do this.
Yeah.
And so that kind of taught us that, like, oh, wait a second. We did. And when we went last year to and traveled Europe for about 5 weeks, we had the greatest time ever. And we worked. And we had the best month of the whole year.
Yeah.
In terms of finances.
And last year, we were like, what's our dream for this, like, next season? And for us, the next season meant both kids were married.
Yeah.
So we knew, okay, once both kids are married, like, that's going to be a whole new season for us. And we decided, what if we traveled for, like, the whole year?
Yeah.
And that scared both of us. And it also felt like, guy, is that wrong to do? Like, it's, you know, sometimes your dream, you feel like, is that wrong? Is that selfish? Is that foolish? Is it careless? Is it, I don't know, but, like, I remember feeling like, well, I don't know if we want to do that, but here we are.
I know. And this is a journey that we want to do, and we'll see if how much we love it.
Yeah. By the way, do you remember the question I asked you last night at dinner?
Yes.
You struggled to answer it for a second.
I didn't struggle. I just was like, sometimes you throw out these like random bizarre questions and I'm like, where is this going? You know, I gotta like, we just had a nice dinner and then you just like throw this left field question out of all the time.
They're not from left field. They're actually from an app. Did okay. you know that?
No. Yeah. But that makes a lot more sense.
It does?
Yeah.
But they're good questions because...
They're great questions. But you literally, like, we could be talking about something completely 180 and you just throw this question out and then you're like, can you answer that? And I'm like, sure.
What did I ask you?
You asked me what's one thing about a relationship that you consider lucky.
Mm-hmm. And what was your answer?
The fact that we have the ability to work through things.
Yes. And knowing your answer is something that makes us grow closer, I think. And these are the kinds of questions that, I mean, I'm a pretty deep person, but with this app, it gives me more ideas to even go deeper.
There you go.
So this is an app. Listen, if you guys are struggling in any, not even if you're struggling, if you'd love to go a little deeper with your partner, I highly encourage you to download this app. It's called Paired. All right. And for Valentine's Day, they have a gift that gives you 7 days free. Plus, you'll get 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. And I highly recommend it. I'm going to spell Paired. It's P-A-I-R-E-D, paired.com/Shalene. When you sign up today, again, you're going to get 7 days free. If you decide you love it and you want to go forward with the subscription, you're going to get 25% off. It's pretty cool. You can set it up and customize it any way you want, but it will actually send you prompts, things that you can ask your partner. It can remind you when to text your partner and just, you know what I mean, reconnect. There are games and questions, and some of it you might be like, no, that's kind of cheesy. I love the questions personally, and I think this is a great way to learn more about your partner and to become more connected. Paired.com/Shalene. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts with Paired. If you care, you pair. Paired.com/Shalene for 25% off. And we've already talked about some changes because I know you guys know a little bit about our plan for the next 8 months. You probably don't know much because we don't know much, but we're thinking about making a change to our plans. But I'll talk about that on the Friday podcast. But I guess the overall message I want you to leave with this podcast is a couple things. Number one, you've got to sit down and take pen to paper, and you've got to make a plan for the season that you're in to improve it so it's more of your dream. And then you've got to make a plan for just the very next season, not 5 seasons ahead. And you got to take action. You've got to take action. You've got to believe in yourself, because that's the thing is, like, if you're not going to take action, you always say that.
Yeah, if you're just going to write it down, it's just a piece of paper with a bunch of notes on it, and you're not going to do anything, then... And there's people like that. We've worked with people that, you know, gone out to dinner with them, and they've asked us advice on something, and then you write out this huge plan for them, and they're all gung-ho, and then like 6 months later, they're doing the same shit that they were doing 6 months prior.
It's one of the reasons why I hate mentoring individuals, because I get so annoyed.
I get a couple a day.
What do you mean?
Do you and Shalene do private? No, we don't do that.
Yeah, mainly because when it's rewarding, it's very rewarding. But when it's someone who you're like, wait, we just spent all this time. You know, and you yourself created the plan, but you're not doing any of it. And now you're
asking for a different course of.
Yeah, you're always in the same spot, but asking for new advice. Why not just follow your own plan? So. It's not that we want you to dream smaller, but we want you to dream for the next season as opposed to having this humongous dream for your life. What do you want the next season to look like? Give yourself permission to dream, to have a magic wand, and something that's realistic, but you're like, oh, that would be so freaking dope. And then create the plan. Like, what are all the things? What are all the steps? What's the first step, second step? And I know you're going to tell us right now, I don't know what the first and second and third step is. Yeah, but you know what some of the steps are. So stop saying that. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and create a brain dump. And then take action. You got to take action, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, one of the things I wanted for this next season, and we'll end on this, is that I didn't like that our beach house was just sitting there. Yeah. And I felt guilty about that. And so we made a plan. We'll talk about that on Friday.
Okay. I'm hungry.
Okay. Well, let's go eat, honey. I love you guys. I mean it. Talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son, Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. Very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. If you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.